Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Angels are interested in the salvation of sinners if they don't understand it. Matter of fact, in 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 12, 1 Peter 1, 12, we read these words. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angel desire to look into. Angels are different plane, if you will, than us. They don't receive salvation. Angels do not receive forgiveness. We looked at that last week about those fallen angels, that they were on probation. And once they made that choice of either forever being an evil angel, they will forever be a fallen angel. They can't go from being a fallen angel or an evil angel to a good angel. And good angels won't go from being a good angel to an evil angel. They forever set their eternal state. And that's why this is talking about in 1 Peter chapter number 1. They desire to look into these, to understand this concept about salvation by grace. Something they can't understand. And be honest with you, we can't understand it. How God could save sinners like us, it's interesting. Salvation and forgiveness, unlike the angelic realm, they did not receive it. In Luke chapter number 15, a very familiar passage of Scripture, verse number 10, likewise I say unto you that there is joy in heaven in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Now, a lot of comment about in the presence of the angels, that people rejoice when somebody is saved, that the news gets into heaven. Matter of fact, I mention this sometimes at funerals and other times. I don't know how much news leaks into heaven, so to speak. You know, how much heaven knows what's going on here. I do know the Bible is so clear that says that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. So obviously, news of salvation enters into heaven. The Bible's so clear about that. I think sometimes not only that, but good news. I think of my dad, how great things that are happening here at Westwood, and of course, Dad Ed Whitney and those great men that was part of Westwood, the inception and all the many years they've labored in Westwood. I wouldn't doubt that some good news every once in a while gets into heaven. Again, this is my thought. That not just when people are saved and baptized, we're going to baptize today. But when great things are happening, Clyde, that's Daddy's name, Clyde, do you know what's going on at Westwood? You know, great things. I wouldn't doubt that takes place. Again, I don't know, but I wouldn't doubt those things take place. That certain things makes the headlines in heaven, so to speak, because we see that even in the presence of angels. Now, here's the question. Does this mean angels are rejoicing or the saints are rejoicing in the presence of angels? Well, I'll let you be the judge of that. I kind of think it's both, you know, but because there's joy in heaven. Again, there's great debates, well, where it's the saints in the presence of the angels or it's the angels themselves. I get on the side, I think everybody's rejoicing. When I guarantee you God's happy and Jesus is happy. The angelic realm, I'm sure, is rejoicing along with saved folks. So we see that the angels are interested in the salvation of sinners, even though they can't understand it all. But they're sure interested because in 1 Peter said they desire to look into these things. Secondly, and I believe this, angels protect the physical life of believers. Now, believe that. Been many times where we actually hear, even from our own people, things that have happened that if the hand of God was not there, they would have lost their life. Whether it's an accident that was avoided or some kind of tragic thing that somehow only God protected them. We see that, I believe the angelic world has a big part of that. And we're going to look at guardian angels. I believe we all have guardian angels. we're going to look at Scripture in just a minute, to sent to protect us from certain things. Well, then why do bad things happen to us? Well, again, I looked at something this week. There's the will of God. God is sovereign. Some things we can't understand. But yet, God also keeps us safe. Remember the story of Job? Yeah, I won't go into the story of Job. And Satan said, well, you got a hedge of protection about him. I can't get to him. Well, you know the rest of that story. That God allowed Satan to do those things he did to Job only because God allowed him to do that. So a lot of questions unanswered, and I'm not even going to get to the realm, why do these things happen? Sometimes God protects us, and sometimes he allows these things to happen. I just know it's according to his perfect plan and perfect will. At the same time, the other side of that coin is sometimes we just do stupid things. Amen, preacher. We just do stupid things. So anyway, let me give you a couple of thoughts here to get to show where angels were at work. 2 Kings chapter number 6, verse number 17, a very familiar passage of Scripture about Elisha and the servant. The servant looked around. He was surrounded by the enemies. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And Lord, open the eyes of the young man. He saw, and behold, the chariot of the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And the rest of the story where the eyes of the enemy were blinded. So we see that God used these angels to protect Elisha and the servant. Another one, I love this in Psalm 34. Who said yeah? Archie, he's ahead of me here. Psalm 34, 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Talk about the angel of the Lord. He delivers us. Again, I don't know all the details. People write books and all kinds of things about this. I'm kind of like the angels here, desiring to look in salvation. I just don't know how sometimes they protect us. They deliver us. Sometimes these awful accidents, you know, it was like God. I could tell you one right now. Just went to remember Doug's tragic story last week. I say tragic, but a story of victory. And I tell him, Doug, none of that would have happened if you wore life jackets. But God had a reason. We jumped. Let me tell you now about me and Doug. Well, me and Doug and Latrice, when Doug first went to Romania, we were right there after Doug, and just to help him get settled in. Well, he was going up to a place. He lived in Otopin, which is the airport, right outside of Bucharest. And we were going up the mountains and quite a drive. Long story short, Doug ain't here. He's in Alabama, so I'm going to tell on him. He went to pass, going up a mountain, he went to pass one of these semi-trucks that they were, you know, semi. And he could, and Doug was in a hurry to get to where we were going. So he went to pass the semi-truck. Not only went to pass him, he passed him around the curve. And we were on a mountain going up, and coming down around this curve was another semi-truck. And he's flying because he's coming down the mountain and we're going up the mountain. And so help me. When the guy in the semi-truck, his eyes looked over us, because you're driving in the middle over there, okay? He looked up, and his eyes got white. Doug's eyes got white. And that guy that was coming at us, we saw his, and this guy hit his brakes. He hit his brakes, and Doug, best he could, got, and by that much, because you off the mountain, you ain't getting off, you're fine, okay? By that much, that was God. That was God. Now, again, it's some foolishness. And Latrice said, Doug, pull over. So help me, she can tell you that. Pull over. She said, if you do that, I'm walking. Scared us to death that we ain't got no time. But I believe it was God. That even the foolishest, silly, whatever that was, her, it was God that protected us. Just enough to, and then, are you following?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.